I really believe that dreams are not a solo endeavor at all. They are given as a gift so that you can enroll others into the dream and bring it to the finish line together. So if you're doing this solo, you're actually doing it wrong. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multi-millionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363. You can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
So listen, Lori and I were talking about how fortunate we are to have, quote, found our person. And here's what I mean. I don't mean each other, although, babe, I love you to death and you are definitely my person.
Go on.
And we could do a whole episode around finding your romantic person or your other half and how valuable that is. But in this case, we mean finding your person as in the missing person to your business, the missing
the
person.
The yin to your yang.
Yeah, the yin to your yang for your goals.
The opposite skill set, the integrator. The, you know, if you're the visionary, then you need an integrator. If you're an integrator, you need a visionary.
So we do this, you know, walk every single morning as you guys. And on the walk, we do the Power Nine that we introduced you guys last year, where we have to say three things we're grateful for and three things we're excited about, three things we manifest for the day, and then somebody that we wish well for. And every single morning when we do that, it seems like a few key people come up, whether on the gratitude side or on the side that we wish well for. And so many times, it's our person. So for me, my person is a guy named Matt, who is my co-founder for my new fintech company. Something I know nothing about whatsoever, except we are cruising with this app. And everyone's like, how's this thing going so well? How's this thing going so fast? And it's because I knew the things that I'm good at, but I also knew what my big, gaping, glaring holes were. And I knew I had to go out and find somebody. If I really wanted this to happen and to happen well and to happen quickly, I knew I had to find someone who would be able to fill those big gaping holes.
Yeah. For me, you know, it's been different throughout the years who that person is. And there's been times when that person has been you. Mm-hmm. There's been times where, you know, I think back to even my fitness career, and I want to use this one as an example because sometimes your person isn't actually in person.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't even know the person in the very beginning. And, you know, when I decided that I wanted to do fitness competitions and maybe potentially be on covers of magazines was the big dream, I needed a person. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been talking a lot on the podcast about it's never a what, it's a who. Mm-hmm. Who do you need? And at that time, I was reading in Oxygen magazine, I remember I was in the gym. I was doing the stair climber, which I hated. I was probably only on minute number six, and it probably felt like, you know, 2 hours in because that's how those torture devices are.
You know, I remember this moment. It was that tiny little gym we'd work out after work in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Waukesha. Yep. And I'm reading this magazine. I jump off and go run over to Chris. And I'm like, oh my God, look at this article. This woman helps women get into fitness competitions or get on stage and get into magazines. She has a camp. It's called Kathy Savage Fitness Camp or Savage Camp. And I was like, I have to go. Now, at this time, I was pretty young. I was probably 20. I think I was 26 and I'd never flown by myself. I'd never been across the country.
Never this competed in fitness.
Never competed in fitness. And I was like, I have to go. And I think it was like a few months away or something like that.
And when you came up and shared it with me, like, you know, mid-workout, you had such certainty. It was like a weird knowing that this is what you had to do.
Well, I had never seen it. And I was like, if I've learned one thing, which at the time I was pretty green, I was like, you have to go and get help from the people who have done this before. So you guys, I went with a sea of women to go to this camp and get trained and learn all these different things. And then what ended up happening is she remembered me. But when I asked her, you know, when just talking about memories at this camp, she was like, yeah, I mean, I remember you. But it wasn't like she was directly really helping me throughout the whole weekend. There was like, I don't even know, 50 to 100 women there. And what ended up happening is when I was there, I found a girl who lived near me in Wisconsin. And she was like, let's just be accountability partners and do this fitness competition coming up in Wisconsin. And this little, I don't remember what town it was in. And so I was like, okay, I'm totally committed. And because I had her to commit to, I ended up doing the fitness competition. And then like, I don't know if it was a month before or what, but she ended up saying she wasn't going to do it. She's like, I just can't do it. I can't do this. It's like too much. And I was like, well, shit, I'm already this far in. I'm going to do it. But look at that story of if I wouldn't have found this person from afar, shown up for this camp and then gone there and found another person that I committed to because we both knew we wouldn't do it if we didn't have that accountability, then that's kind of how it all started. And I had proof right there that you're never going to do it alone. You're always going to find somebody. And throughout all of the different things that I've done, whether it was, oh my goodness, I want to write a book. I need to find an editor. And I go and I put out online who can help me edit, who can help me find these different people and things. And that's kind of like you're constantly finding your person who's either going to teach you or hold you accountable. Or a lot of times you go to the teacher or you go to the mentor, and what happens is the other students there are going to be your accountability partner. Now, I'll fast forward because I've had a lot of those people. I've had a lot of mats, just like you are having right now. And for Light Pink, I knew that I needed somebody to build this with. I didn't know what that was going to look like. And I know that I am a visionary and I absolutely needed an integrator. But the first thing that I did hire was I needed an assistant. So I hired this incredible woman, totally mind-blowing, just like was crushing everything as an assistant. And I started giving her other tasks that were not just getting done, they were getting done far better than I could do. And so I was kind of trying this out and having her integrate different things. And her skill set is just crazy, incredible project manager, just the most brilliant woman I feel like I've ever gotten to work with, you know, especially in the integration and operation side. And what ended up happening is that I promoted my assistant to my chief of staff. And there's definitely things that I believe in the future are going to be on her path because that is absolutely my person for Light Pink. And she's the one that helps me show up every single day.
I mean, I feel like I need to reinforce what you're saying and say it with even more energy because I watch you guys work and I know how you tick. This thing would not be moving forward without your other half, AKA Lauren.
Right.
And so listen, I want everyone to kind of grasp what we're saying here. If you feel stuck, you might just be missing your person. If you haven't even started yet and you're not taking the first step, you might just be missing your person. If you are going way too slow, even though you're working your tail off, you might just be missing your person. And there's three ways that you can get your person, right? Number one, you can pay them. For example, Lori pays Lauren. And Lauren is a perfect other half for Lori to go grow Light Pink. So example one, you can pay them. Example two, you can groom them. You know, our missing person that we found and made all of our coaching programs, all of our events, all of our everything take off was Nick. Right? Nick was an integrator and Nick became our COO and ran the teams and brought all of our crazy ideas to life. And so in that case, we groomed them. You know, Nick just started on a part-time agreement that he would help you figure out your first Bliss project because he was a production coordinator for the show Extreme Makeover. And so it was like a handshake deal like, hey, well, We'll give you a little bit of money if you come help coordinate the production of this,
try this out.
Very first event that we've never done before. And it went so well. And we saw his ability to learn quickly. Like, wait, could you also learn this? And wait, could you also learn this? And here we are, you know, 10 years later or whatever it is. And we groomed him, right? We found someone to grow into the role. So number one, you can pay them. Number two, you can groom them and they can grow into the role. Or number three, you can sell them. That's what I did with Matt. You know, Matt just sold his tech company for a great big giant liquid nine figures exit. And as part of that exit, this is really neat. It shows you the character of this guy. They wanted his technology. They wanted his customers. They wanted the company, but they didn't need any of his employees because they already had them, right? They were redundant. So Matt said to all of his executive team, he said, listen, I'm going to put you on salary. I'm going to keep your salaries for the next 2 years. And if a project finds us, awesome. We all know that we work well together and already took something across the finish line. And if something doesn't find us in 2 years, then at least you know you have plenty of time to go find something else. Well, what project comes along and finds them? Me, right? And in that case, I sold them. I had to sell Matt on the vision of, listen, here's my vision. Here's what it's going to be. Here's why it's going to change the world. Here's why you're a perfect fit. And before you know it, he was totally enrolled. And now he's like as excited as I am. And he's my 50-50 partner in bringing this thing to life. So those are your three options. You can pay them. You can groom them, or if they're your perfect fit, you have to go sell them on why they need to be a part of this. But whether you're stuck, whether you haven't started, whether you're going too slow, you're just missing your person, very likely.
Okay, question for all the product bosses out there. Have you ever noticed how some people in the product space are just known for something? It's like their customers know exactly what to seek them out for because their products stand out that much. Meanwhile, you feel like you're cranking out products left and right, but nothing is landing. Am I right? I'd like to introduce you to my incredible friends. I'm so obsessed with these ladies. You're going to be too. Jacqueline and Mina, host of the Apple Top 100 Business Podcast, the Product Boss Podcast. They each have over 20 years of experience in building product-based businesses. Not only have their own businesses generated millions, but they've also helped thousands of others scale theirs so they can finally have a business that fits their life and lifestyle. And they want to let you in on one little secret. Successful product bosses know that in order to truly scale their business, they have to focus on what's working. It's not about making more products or throwing spaghetti at the wall, hoping something sticks. Believe me, I have done that. It's about being known for something and going all in on that product. Wondering how to do that, you guys? They're here to help. This is exactly what they've helped thousands of students to do in their free bestseller secrets challenge, and they'd love for you to join them inside of it. They're going to help you uncover your best sellers so you can go deep instead of wide and maximize the opportunities that are already right in front of you. No more doing all things to grow your sales. No more endlessly creating products. No more guessing and wondering what your audience will buy. It's time to tap into your best revenue opportunities. You can go join them at theproductboss.com/earnyourhappy. That's theproductboss.com/earnyourhappy. I love these women. They have helped me so much in my business. Go and check it out.
It's so good because a lot of you are out there thinking you don't have the skill set and you're wondering how in the hell you're going to do this. But you know there's something inside of you that's big and you're like, I know that I'm meant for more. I know I'm meant to do something huge. Except when you actually look at the facts, you're kind of like, I am missing a massive piece of the puzzle. Maybe you're missing 3/4 or more of the puzzle. And the newsflash is you should be. Your vision is not big enough if it only takes you to fulfill it. And I really believe that dreams are not a solo endeavor at all. They are given as a gift so that you can enroll others into the dream and bring it to the finish line together, especially if you are a creative or a visionary, which most likely you probably are if you're listening to this. And what happens with that is you are the person who is meant to go enroll people in your vision. So if you're doing this solo, you're actually doing it wrong. Because as the visionary and the creator, you are meant to go out and get the people to fill the gaps of your skill set. Because most of the time, integrators or people who are really into tech and other things like that and building things out, they don't have the vision. So they're missing you. So by you cutting them off and not bringing those people into the vision, we're actually missing a huge piece of the puzzle. You're kind of the person who's supposed to be bringing this forward and inviting people in.
Guys, listen, if you're hearing all this, you're like, okay, sounds great. Maybe I'm missing my person, or I already knew that, but I can't find them, or I don't know where they are. That is not a valid excuse. Remember, I said you can pay them, groom them, or sell them. So if you don't have money, it's not an excuse. If you don't know who they are right now, it's not an excuse. You have to go find them. Like, I literally found Matt in a mastermind 2 years ago, formed a friendship, and then who was there for me when I needed someone to bring this app to life? Matt. So you don't even know who it's going to be. But it is your job to get your tail off the couch, stop pouting, and go find this person, whether you're going to pay them, groom them, or sell them on your vision. And by the way, speaking of which, the fact that I found him at a mastermind, I don't know if you guys have heard the great news, but we sold our Fast Foundations Mastermind, which is made for people who are making less than $400,000 a year in their business, right? We call it early stage to mid-stage entrepreneurs. And the people that bought it were coaches in the program. They literally freaking said, we can't let this thing die after all these years. It's way too important. They came to us and they made an offer and bought the entire business from us. And it's better than ever because they're bringing it back in person. It's not just virtual anymore. So listen, if you're craving a entry to mid-level entrepreneur mastermind that has our stamp of approval all over it, that we are still teaching at, even though we don't own it anymore, and that is run by the very coaches that made it very special because they bought it.
Not just coaches. They were students in the beginning and have incredible businesses.
Isn't that a great story?
And then they were coaches. And then it was, they were there from the beginning, which was a long, was that 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah,
now?
5 years ago.
Wow.
It's just, it's such a cool story.
Yeah.
It's such a cool story. We have to tell that on a separate episode. Anyhow, if you want to be a part of that thing, and if you want a very, very special Chris and Lori Price, do me a favor. Text me the word FAST to 310-421-0416. I'm not kidding. Now that it's in person, way less people get to do it. So quickly text me the word FAST to 310-421-0416 and join us in person. I love that it's back in person. I'm so excited that they bought this thing.
You guys, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening.